Ooh, my entrepreneur diary. Hello everyone, it's Victoria here and welcome back to another episode of My Entrepreneur Diary. So let's dive straight in. So as many of you know, we launched last week, and just quickly just want to say on the ep that dropped last Monday, the 1st of April, which was the same day as our launch day, we had so many downloads. We had a lot more than normal. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for that, because of course that's what we want. So launch. Now it would be very easy for me to just come on here and say, we had a fantastic launch. It all went right. There was no problems. But unfortunately, I can't do that because that really was not the case. And because this is a diary, it's a running commentary of starting a business, it's so paramount that I am transparent with you. And that is what we are going to talk about. So how did the launch go? Well, the first thing that happened was the website went down. So of course, that is not what you want to happen on launch day. And then as we were going through the day, I found that there were other problems with the website. So I actually had to do the worst thing, which you can possibly do, I personally think, on your launch day and your launch week, and I had to switch off the cart. I know, I hear you saying, what, you had to switch off the cart? Yes, I did. I had no choice. So there were a few problems, and we couldn't have people subscribing when these problems were still there. And unbeknown to me, they had been sorted. I'd sorted them myself, but it just wasn't happening. So it was heartbreaking in all honesty, because as most of you know, it has been, I would say, probably 2.5 years, nearly 3 years in the works to get the Female Entrepreneur Box out there. And as you all know as well, we have had, oh my God, I can't even tell you how many problems there has been with the hacking of the social medias, not being able to advertise. Now, just those two things were humongous, because when I had my last business, I always advertised. I was really good at it, to be honest with you. I was very, very good at advertising. And I didn't actually have to spend a huge amount on each campaign to be able to get the return that I wanted. So I had the goals for the return. I had what I wanted to make. And I would say, yeah, the majority of times I hit those goals and actually didn't have to spend a huge amount of money. Now, the difference was this time is, one, I couldn't advertise. And number two, when I did come to advertise, which was literally days before the launch, and as if you advertise and you do Facebook ads, and also, you know, not just Facebook ads, but a lot of other advertising, you're in a test period first. So you have to give your advertising, say like with Google ads, there's always a test period to see what works and what doesn't. And that's why I think they do the A-B split tests, say on Facebook ads, because you can work out what works better for you and for your business. But of course, I didn't start advertising until days before. I think it was about a week before, which of course, you know, let's be honest, it was not going to work. So, you know, if I did a course on how not to launch, I think it would do very, very, very well. However, you have to be resilient in these things. And I've got to be honest, first of all, I just thought, oh my God, I'm launching. What am I going to do? And I did panic. And I think anyone in that situation would panic. I'm very, very lucky that I'm surrounded by some amazing female entrepreneurs who on the Monday on launch day were all in touch with me saying, right, okay, if you do this or you do that. And I was onto also to the platform where my website is, and they were doing their best to help as well. Did I envisage that it would take a week? No, I didn't. Because the cart has only been switched on today, which is a week later. But you know what? It is what it is. I think sometimes you just have to go with it. There's nothing else that you can do. And it got to, I don't know, 24, 48 hours later. And I just thought, well, what is the point in worrying? What am I doing? Why am I worrying? And I was working literally up until 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to sort it out. But then, you know, the next day when I was getting up, I felt like absolute crap. I couldn't concentrate. And therefore, I think possibly that's what took me a little bit longer, because I was so tired trying to sort it out. And I think I really noticed last week that, you know, if things do go wrong, they go wrong. And that's that. Was it going to really affect my business that actually I was launching it? You know, launching days later when actually it had taken me 2.5, 3 years to put together. In all honesty, no. Would I have preferred for my launch to go correct? Of course I would. Oh my God, of course I would. But these things are sent to try us. One thing though that I really worked on last week, but actually unconsciously didn't realise that I was doing it until we'd got to this past weekend. And I'd realised that I'd really worked on my resilience. And I realised that actually I was really resilient last week. And I had adapted the attitude of, you know what, it's happened, just get on with it. And I think sometimes it's really, really important to be like that. Because let's be honest, business is certainly not a straight line. I mean, I would have liked for it to have been a lot more straighter than what happened last week. Of course I would have. But business is not a straight line. It throws every curveball at you. But I think what really matters is how we deal with it and how we react. And I think, you know what? I think you could say that in life, couldn't you? Because you can have certain things thrown at you by different people, positive and negative. But actually, you have one power, and that power is how you choose to react. If you choose to react in not the best way, it's only going to repercuss on you. And with my business, I knew... probably unconsciously at the back of my mind that actually if I dealt with this the wrong way and I wasn't resilient, it just wasn't going to work. I would not be able to sort these problems out. So armed with a lot of coffee, a huge amount of coffee, but it was the organic kind, so we're okay. But armed with a lot of coffee and a huge amount of resilience, today, it has been a week. Would I have wanted it to take a week? No, I think a couple of days, it would have been great. But you know what? These things are sent to try us, and that's it. I sorted it out, and the cart is now on. You can go and order the Female Entrepreneur Box. If you are starting a business, if you are pivoting, if you are making a strategic, strategic pivot in your business, then this box is for you. It has everything that you need. It has no crap stuff that you're going to buy and put on the shelf just because it looks pretty. It is items that you are going to need when you start your business, or you are pivoting, or however you want to put it. So that is how my launch went. Did I get over it? Yes, of course I did. And now I get to do the fun bit, and that is to push the Female Entrepreneur Box and grow the business, which that's the bit that I love, and that's the bit that I'm so, so excited about. Do you know what I will touch on though? I learned a lot last week. I learned how to be resilient, and we've covered that. But I also learned that there was lots of different things, I guess, want for a better word, that I didn't know about the platform that I was working on. So by actually learning and mapping out everything that I was doing even more to overcome these problems, I learned a huge amount about the platform, which, you know, sometimes you think, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe that was meant to be. I don't know. But I learned a lot. I learned a huge amount. So going forward, the podcast is now going to be released, an ep every Monday, because I can now do that because I haven't got all of the planning of putting the business and everything together in the background. So I'm really excited to bring you that. We have some amazing guests from all over the world who are going to be coming on, I think, from the end of April. And I'm so, so looking forward to that because we get to talk about all things business, all types of businesses, and what it's really like to make that decision of starting a business, but then actually executing it as well. I think making the decision and actually doing it is a completely different thing. And, you know, we can all have ideas, can't we? We can all have different ideas of what we're going to do. But how many of those ideas come to fruition? I know I've had a lot of ideas and they've never come to fruition. And you know what? I used to be kind of embarrassed about that. And then I realised, actually, no, because out of those ideas, you pick the best one and you go ahead with that. And so it was something, it was just part of my journey, I guess. Anyway, next week, we are going to be talking all things business. And I am again, of course, and I'm going to be telling you about some of the guests that we have coming on in the coming months. So have a great day, whatever you are doing, and I will be back to speak to you soon.